I'm Christian Zadak, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your everyday life. What do you think of when you hear the word consecration? If you've ever been around for the dedication of a new church building or some kind of sacred space, someone usually prays a prayer of consecration, setting the sacred space apart from other spaces. That's actually what the word holy means, to set apart, reserved for God's purposes. When Solomon finished building the temple, there was a huge ceremony: priests, elders, musicians, sacrifices, prayer. They consecrated that temple, declared, "This place is for God." We use that language for people, too. When we're ordained as ministers in the Christian and Missionary Alliance, they say we are ordained and consecrated, set apart for God's work. How do you treat something that's consecrated? Do you handle it differently? Do you act differently in a consecrated space than you would in an ordinary room? In Ephesians 2, Paul says, "We are no longer strangers and aliens, but fellow citizens, members of God's household, built on a foundation of which Christ is the cornerstone. The whole structure is held together by him and grows into a holy temple of the Lord." And verse 22 says, "In him, you also are being built together into a dwelling place for God by the Spirit." A dwelling place for the Holy Spirit of God. That sounds like a sacred space. And that's what Paul says you and I are becoming. It's interesting that as Paul wrote these words about being built into a holy temple, he was himself in prison. Not a very quote-unquote sacred place. He knows the Ephesian believers are worried about him, and he makes very clear to them that even though his body is in prison, he's actually more blessed and freer than anyone can know. He says, "Don't be discouraged because of my suffering. Haven't you heard of the profound grace given to me by God? That I got to be part of bringing the Gentiles into his family?" He tells them in chapter 3, verse 12, "Through faith in him, we can now approach God with freedom and confidence." It's almost ironic that Paul is expressing his freedom even as he wears a literal chain on house arrest. But the freedom Paul is talking about is interior. It's much deeper than a Roman prison can touch. From this place of confidence, Paul prays a prayer of consecration over this new temple, the church, and the people within it. And it's telling that everything he asks for is interior. He doesn't pray for external circumstances to change. He prays for this holy dwelling to be filled up on the inside. He prays that Christ would dwell in their hearts, that their roots would dig down into the love of God, that they would know this love and experience this love, and verse 19, that the believers would be filled with all the fullness of God. Fullness, wholeness, completeness. On some level, we're all longing for this. And it isn't found in getting your external circumstances just right. No amount of money or health or comfort leads to wholeness. To be filled with all the fullness of God, to reach the heights of all that our lives can be, we must be set apart. Consecrated. And we do that by surrendering to the love of God. What difficulties are you facing today? How can the presence of God on the inside of you rise up to meet those challenges? Because of Jesus, you can approach God in freedom and confidence. Let him set you apart today. No matter what your circumstances are, God dwells deeply inside of you. The Daily Thread is a podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. You can learn more about the ministries of our church by signing up for our newsletter at zaccma.org. You can follow us on Instagram or Facebook and subscribe to our podcast channel wherever you listen to podcasts.